This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me today is June and Tyler. We are on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We would love to hear of a new place that may be opening up, or a new place that you've eaten at, or a recipe you would like to share. Or if you just want to chat with us. Again, the number is 866-823-1077. We'd also like to welcome our live audience here to the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. Come on down and have lunch at Midtown Cafe and watch the show. Also, we'd love for you to like us on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/foodforthoughtwithcarol. It gives you all of our upcoming segments and lots of great pictures and all that. So welcome to Food for Thought, and welcome June, and welcome Tyler.
Hello, oh, Mom.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good.
So what has been happening? What's been going on this week?
Not a whole lot with me. I get snowed in. I hate driving in this stuff. I'm getting old, I think.
Oh, no, June.
I know. It's happening, Ty.
You know, the snow has really been putting people in a tizzy.
Yep.
You know, it really, really has.
Yep.
It's just absolutely...
It's depressing, I think.
It is depressing.
Sad. Yeah.
It really is. And everybody has been, you know, shoveling and shoveling. That's all you hear is shoveling. I mean, I've been talking to Michelle and poor Brian. All he does is shovel.
Yeah.
He works and he shovels. You know,
yep.
Just everybody is shoveling.
Dennis has been pulling it all off the roof. And
the roofs?
Yeah, because we've been having ice damage in on the porch and... It's been leaking, and he had to take a shovel inside the porch to scrape up the ice from the leak that was so bad.
Ooh.
Yeah, there goes our floor, right?
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yep, yep.
Oh, my gosh.
But otherwise than that, you know what I made the other day, Carol? Was
ooh.
I got a small pork tenderloin. It was only 1 pound, and I used that olive oil, the fig infused olive oil, and I let it sit in it all day, and I cooked it up. It was unreal. It was so good. There was only like 2 pieces left.
Oh, she had, you know, she has pasta now.
Oh, she does?
She does. She has pasta. What I'm eating is pasta from her shop.
Oh.
And it has no cholesterol, no, you know, no preservatives, no nothing in it. This particular one that I'm having has 2 ingredients.
Really?
Yes. And she was on yesterday. And,
oh, nice.
And she also has a line of honeys now.
Ooh.
Yes. So,
I know I have to get up there. I need some more olive oil. I need like a plain olive oil.
Yes.
We got the infused one, but
I didn't get the plain one.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, we did a tasting yesterday.
Yeah.
And unbelievable, the tasting.
What did she do?
Well, we compared. We did a mild, a medium, and a robust regular olive oils. And then we compared them. We did those test tastings. And then we compared it to a store-bought brand of olive oil.
Oh, I bet there was...
Not even comparison.
I can imagine. Which one do you like better, the mild, the medium, or the...
You know, they all had their different flavors. And like she said, you know, different ones for different types of cooking. So it was interesting.
I bet.
It was. So we're going to be heading up there on Saturday. We're going to head up to the Tilton Winters Farmers Market.
Oh, nice.
So on the way, we're going to stop there. And then we're going to be heading to the ice castles.
I know. I've been wanting to get up there. They say it's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful. I know a couple of my friends have gone, and they just loved it.
Yeah. They say it's pretty cool. So, yeah. But joining us today, stay tuned, listeners. We're going to be talking first with Lou Vane. He is the owner of... owner-operator of, and shall I say, major artist also, Mr. Artiste of Nolan's Grill right here in Manchester. And we're also going to talk about a new place that he has opening up. It's, you know,
isn't it a secret?
It is sort of like a secret place. So, you know, I'm gonna let Lou talk about that. So, and he comes from you know, a pretty big restaurant background. He's worked in many different restaurants, you know, for most of his life. So, Lou will be coming on with us shortly, and then in the second hour, we're gonna be joined with Michael Stern of RoadFood.com. who's an American writer who specializes in books about travel and food. He travels and writes with his partner, Jane. He's won numerous awards, including the James Beard Awards, and were inducted into Who's Who of Food and Beverages in America in 1992. So I'm really excited to talk with him. So that's going to be coming up. And did you hear about this, Tyler? And listeners are probably like, what is she talking about?
I think that's really funny. She's holding up a picture of Heinz Sriracha ketchup.
Really?
2 days ago, me and Jason just bought just some hot and spicy ketchup, and now they have Sriracha. Wow.
Heinz is coming out with Heinz Sriracha. I am the Sriracha queen.
Yeah, you use it on everything.
When I saw this, I was like, no way. And yes, we are thrilled to announce that Heinz tomato ketchup blended with Sriracha flavor will join the beloved Heinz ketchup portfolio. Building off of our successful line of flavored ketchups, fans told us that they would love another bold take on their favorite condiment. How exciting is that? I'm so excited about that. That is just amazing.
It is. Did you know ketchup was used as a medicine in the 1800s to treat diarrhea and many other things? I know. I'm like, ketchup? Oh, maybe I shouldn't read that, but yeah, ketchup? It did. Yep, that's what it was saying. That was me.
Oh, what was that? It sounded like glass. No, it was your bracelet.
Yeah, it hit the mic thing. But yeah, 1800s. They used it for health reasons.
That's a little scary.
Yeah, you know.
That's interesting.
Little tip.
Let me see. Oh, you know what today's food holiday is? Kind of. You know, I've never actually tried this, but today is National Plum Pudding Day. Have you ever had plum pudding? What the heck is plum pudding anyway?
Well, I would think it'd be a pudding with plums.
But I mean, plum pudding? Like, is it chunks of plum or maybe it's pureed? Must be pureed, right?
I would think it's pureed.
Right?
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, definitely.
Pudding.
I know.
And today, this week, I guess, is Jell-O week. In 2001, Jell-O was declared the official state snack of Utah.
Oh, okay.
And Governor Michael O. Levitt declared an annual Jell-O week.
He must love Jell-O.
In 2001. Oh, goodness.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Oh, boy, oh, boy is right.
We should come up with a holiday.
Oh, gosh. No, let's not, Jen.
Okay.
Let's not and say we did.
All right.
Oh, boy. I don't know what that would be. I don't know. Where did my... I had some stuff on Valentine's Day, I thought.
Oh, that was one thing I didn't look up. You sound like you have an interesting Valentine's Day coming up.
You know, it's Daryl's and mine first Valentine's Day together.
Aww, how sweet.
Isn't it?
Oh, it is. Tyler, do you have something special?
Today's the day where I have to decide that call and find a reservation.
You haven't done any of the research yet?
I haven't. We've been looking up places. It's just, I just got work off on Saturday, so it's kind of new news for me, like.
You told me that like 2 days ago.
I told you that last night at
you
8 p.m.
You told me 2 days ago.
One thing about living with your mom.
Yeah, exactly, and working with her.
Do you know where we are going Saturday night?
You're going to Gaucho's.
Isn't that exciting?
Yes.
Aren't you surprised?
I'm very surprised.
Yeah,
you
I'm
weren't
shocked.
There, but I got you to like it there. I have good food.
Well, Daryl's going to love it.
He's going to like it.
He's a neat guy.
I hope he's not listening. Oh. Shoot, it was supposed to be a surprise.
Oh,
darn.
You didn't. Oh, you set this up?
I did.
Did you set up the whole day?
Oh, well. Approximately how many boxes of chocolates were sold for Valentine's Day in 2003? I don't know why this is dated back that far, but
right.
this figure comes from Chocolate Manufacturers Association. Just take like a
how many boxes?
Boxes of chocolate. For Valentine's Day, take a guess.
Half a million.
No. Oh, gosh, you are so off. It's not even fine.
I don't know then.
36 million.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is.
36 million.
Well, hopefully it was good chocolate, not just your everyday little boxed one. So do you have something special, Tyler? Or? Come on.
Come on, we'd like to know, Tyler.
Yeah.
I'm more of one of those...
last minute guys?
You know, I save it to the...
Oh, jeez.
I try to make it so perfect, I have to think about it up into the very day
before. You know, he is a last minute guy.
But I can pull it off.
He can pull it off.
You know, last year for your birthday, I got you a 6 foot tall standing giraffe.
He did. I think he was a day late.
And I think she really liked it.
I definitely did.
And then your metal owl stand.
You know what I remember that was extremely late? It was like probably 3 years late, was his senior project that he was supposed to start working on when he was a sophomore.
Oh.
And he worked on it when, like, a month before it was due. Well, a month before it was needed to be presented, which he was supposed to start working on when he was a sophomore. Do you know how many detentions he got for that? And he
none
pulled...
because I put my vice principal's plaque at the Red Arrow Diner in Manchester.
He knows exactly he how does. To He's swindle them. He is so smooth. It's
He's very, very smooth, that Tyler. That's for sure.
He
if
is.
You ever go to the Red Arrow Diner in Manchester and see a plaque on the counter right in front of the kitchen window that says Mr. Dempsey, now that I'm graduated, I'm allowed to say it. That was something that got me out of detentions and everything through high school.
It is.
Mr. Dempsey, I'll take off that plaque if you don't, you know.
Tyler, you never cease to amaze me.
You know, Food for Thought would not be here if it wasn't for our sponsors. So Tyler's going to read our list of sponsors,
awesome sponsors,
and then we're going to go on a short break. So
we have Express Jewelry Center on 44 North Main Street in Concord, New Hampshire.
Jeez.
Sorry. Integrity Health and Coaching Solutions. That's helping my mom out too right now.
Yeah.
Over in Bedford and Londonderry. We got the Red Arrow Diner in Manchester, Milford, and Londonderry coming very soon. Belmont Hall on 718 Grove Street in Manchester. Top quality foods made fresh. New England Coffee, what I'm drinking right now, and is the official coffee sponsor of the Food for Thought. And then we also do have Celeste Oliva. On 75 South Main Street in Concord. It's your source of... Don't they have, like, the premium extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinaigrettes, Mom?
Yes.
I remember you were talking about that, and it had me taste something last week.
Yes. They're in my kitchen. I've been using them, like, daily.
How many different flavors do you have?
Do I have?
Yeah.
I have three right now, and my cilantro and roasted onion is almost gone.
Yeah.
So, yes. But we need to go on a break because we need to get Lou in here. We need to get, we're going to go on break. And when we come back, we're going to be in studio with Lou Vane, owner of Nolan's, and the secret restaurant that we're going to find out all about. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me today is June and Tyler. Jeannie is out today. She'll be back with us tomorrow, though. And we are live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street. Come on down and have lunch and come and watch the show. And let's welcome Lou Vane, the owner, crazy, of two restaurants. What are you, nuts?
Yeah.
Look who's talking.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, we're all nuts.
I know.
We are.
I think we have to be a certain breed of people to want to open up a restaurant, let alone two restaurants. Why would we? We enjoy self-inflicted torture, I think.
It's true.
It's just we don't like sleep. You know, we don't like to sleep in. We don't like to go to bed early. I mean, that's just the way we are, I guess.
It's true. It is so true.
So
true. And so what is happening over at Nolan's? Let's talk about Nolan's first.
Well, this week is kind of a... It has been a while.
How long have you been there? How long has Nolan's been open?
We've been there almost a year and a half.
I was going to say, over a year. Going on 2 years, almost.
So, going strong. Going strong.
Good.
So, I have no complaints. Everything's going very well over there. And it's kind of exciting time of year for us because, you know, this week is going to be extremely crazy because we've got, you know, Valentine's Day coming up in Saturday. And we, of course, we'll be busy for Friday also. But the Tuesday, next Tuesday, or this Tuesday is Mardi Gras.
So already?
Mardi Gras celebrations. Yeah, it's early this year. It's about 2 weeks earlier than it was last year. So
are you going to have someone special on?
We have a marching band, a six-piece marching band to march around the restaurant, march around the street. The Millennium Runners are actually coming. They're doing a marathon, Mardi Gras marathon. So streets will be closed. Elm Street will, well, a portion of Elm Street will be closed right in front of Nolens.
Nice.
So that it's going to be a lot of fun.
And that's next Tuesday, you said?
Tuesday the 17th.
Nice.
So Tuesday coming.
Now, for people that have not been to Nolens, walk them through the front door of Nolens.
Well, you walk in the front door, and it's the first thing you see is Ray Charles, a huge portrait of Ray Charles. And then if you look to your left, you're going to see the bar area, which is, it looks like a swamp. Looks like it came right out of the bayou, branches everywhere, trees everywhere. My daughter likes to call them booby covers, but there's a couple of bras up in the tree. I don't know how they got there. I don't encourage, but I don't discourage that sort of behavior. When you open a restaurant called Nolens and Mardi Gras comes, you know,
exactly.
You have to expect things are going to get a little bit
just like the owner of the Red Arrow Diner that de-virginizes new customers has pink hair.
Yeah.
right. So,
good one, Ty. You know,
crazy things happen, and you exactly. just gotta go with it. You know, that's the way
right.
it is.
That's right. So what else?
So past the bar, well, there's two sides to the restaurant. There's a kind of a lively the bar side. It's very colorful, lots of colors, lots of paintings on the walls, colorful paintings. And then on the other side, it's more of a tribute to the classic jazz musicians of New Orleans. And you'll see photographs or paintings of Louis Armstrong, Dizzy Gillespie, Sarah Vaughan, all sorts of cool characters.
Mm-hmm. And you know, listeners, what you also really need to know, because he's extremely humble about this, when you do go into Nolens, and please, you need to make note of all these paintings that are on almost all of the walls in Nolens. Lou and his daughter, we should say. We need to
yes,
give credit to your daughter.
Actually, I give all the credit to my daughter. She's four, or she's five now, but she helped me paint when she was four. And she did a great job with the piano.
It's really?
Great
amazing.
Job. She spent, daughter of four?
She spent 2.5 hours one day on a summer day. I didn't have a sitter that day, so I brought her to work. And I'm like, I sketched out the piano for her. I'm like, honey, you gotta paint this piano for me. It's very, very important. She spent 2.5 hours on her knees just painting this piano.
Aww.
Unbelievable.
How cute is that?
The paintings are amazing.
They are.
They really, really are.
Yeah,
what a great job.
Thank you.
Yes. Very, very good.
Man,
so let's talk
talents.
Let's listen. Where's Nolens located, first of all?
860 Elm Street, right across the street from the Citizens Bank building. And that's where we're located, directly across the street.
And what type of food can people get over there?
Well, it's a very New Orleans style food, jambalaya, crawfish etouffee, crawfish pie. We actually have alligator. We're looking into getting some alligator steaks soon, which would be kind of cool. But you know,
alligator
it's a little
steaks.
Alligator
oh my
steaks.
Gosh.
Yeah, we're looking to improve the menu and throw in an alligator steak in there. But we've also got some non-spicy items. You know, we have chicken. Of course, we have chicken tenders. We can get a fish and chip. You can get broiled fish. A lot of options for those who aren't willing to. Venture out and go on the spicy side.
Right,
of life.
So someone that doesn't like, you know, if you're going in a couple and the husband doesn't like, you know, spicy stuff, you definitely have something there. You pretty much have something there for everyone.
Or the wife doesn't like spicy.
Or the wife right. doesn't. Right. Okay.
Doesn't
of
have
course.
To be the husband.
Yeah. Of
usually the husbands
usually...
are the ones that really likes the spicy stuff.
Well,
I'm thinking of Brian.
Yeah. Dennis does.
Oh, that's true. Brian.
Yeah.
So. Right. But it's we have a little bit of everything for everyone. And of course, we have a great kids menu, and it's not, you know, crazy priced. It's I think a most expensive thing on our kids menu is like $4.99 or something. It's nothing crazy.
And of course, you have great drinks. You have great martinis, and you know, Michelle and I went in there a few weeks ago, and you know, we always, you know, usually it's like a Friday afternoon, and we went and sat at the bar, and the bartender there was, she was lovely. She was very, very nice. And you have those slushies.
Oh yeah,
so cool.
Not very popular this time of year,
because it's winter.
But as soon as summer hits, man,
unbelievable.
Those 4 different slushies that you can get. And yeah, throw different flavors, different alcohols. It's a lot of fun.
That must be. I bet that's a real hit.
Yeah. Well,
in the summer,
if you go to New Orleans, there's actually a slushy bar, where there's like there's one bar that has like 25 slushy machines. I swear. And you order your slushy, and they throw the alcohol in it, and they give you this big old container. And of course, New Orleans, you can take it to go, but unfortunately, here you can't. But on a nice hot summer day, could you imagine just going in there, grabbing a couple slushies, alcoholic slushies, and going crazy?
Yes. Well, and you know, listeners, at Nolens, in the spring and summer, you have those windows that open, and you have the outside seating, and it's
awesome.
Just beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really, really is. The atmosphere is just great.
And most of the time on the weekends, we can talk the band into playing outside on the sidewalk, so that's
nice.
A lot of fun.
Well, it's fun when you're dueling across the street. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I won't go into that.
No, we won't. We won't. I shouldn't have probably even said that, but... I couldn't resist. But no, you have music too.
Yes.
I mean, that's the best part about Nolens. Well, one of the best parts about Nolens.
We're doing mostly jazz, but on Thursdays we kind of alternate what kind of style of music we do. Sometimes we do classic rock. Sometimes we do blues. Blues is very popular. But during the weekends we do the big piece bands, 3-piece, 4-piece, 5-piece jazz bands.
It's so cool.
It is.
We've gone several times and we love it. It's so fun.
Thank you.
We went with about 6 of us one night and we had a great time. The food was awesome. The music was fantastic.
We're trying to bring something to Manchester that Manchester hasn't had for a while, and obviously New Orleans food is one of those things, and jazz music. I mean, there's not a lot of venues that actually plays jazz on a regular basis. You know, blues is extremely popular.
And you know what the best part about what you do there? You start it early.
Yeah.
I love that.
Right. We start, all the music starts at 7, over by 11. You know, it's a good time.
It's perfect. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You know, you go to places and they don't start till 9. We're in bed.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Go at 6. Can have dinner
and then
you know,
you stay and listen.
It's great. Yep. It's great. Really, really good. Great. We're going to go on a short break, and when we come back, we're going to hear about Lou's new place, and it's called 815. So stay tuned, and we're going to hear all about 815. So we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me today is June and Tyler. Jeannie will be back tomorrow. And we are in studio today with Lou Vane, owner of Nolens Grill, right here on Elm Street. And his new restaurant that we're going to talk about next is called 815. A little bit of, what should we say?
Mystery.
Mystery. That's the word I was looking for. A little bit of mystery to that, so let's talk about the mystery with 815.
Well, it all started in 1920 when the United States government decided to ban the sale of alcohol. Hence started prohibition. So, you know, that whole era, that whole secret underground bar is what we're doing, where we've created a speakeasy bar on Elm Street in Manchester. I'm not going to tell you where it is. If you look at the name, it's pretty obvious, but I can tell you that you'll be able to tell if we're open. I would look on Elm Street. I would go on the same block that Nolens is, kind of look across the street and try to look for a blue light. If you see the blue light, that's where we are. That's how you know we're open. If you see the blue light, that's how you'll know we're open.
Gotcha.
And how does one get in?
Well, you have to, you know, just pick up the phone. Just pick up the phone. Once you get there, go into the telephone booth, pick up the phone. Things will happen. I'm not going to tell you what happens.
It's
just go in.
It's pretty cool, listeners. It's pretty cool.
So it's all about the 1920s. You know, prohibition was for 13 years, believe it or not. 13 years of prohibition.
I didn't think it was that long.
Ended December 5th, 1933. It was a long time. So, you know, all these speakeasy bars came about, and they'd call them speakeasies because you'd have to speak easy about it because you didn't want the authorities to find out about it, which is kind of interesting because here I am opening a speakeasy bar in Manchester and I need the permission from the liquor commissioner. But whatever.
Yeah, right.
You know, the funny thing is I was at the – I don't want to upset the liquor commissioner. But I was at the liquor commissioner, and I was making a joke. I can't believe I'm getting permission to open a speakeasy bar from the liquor commissioner. It just doesn't seem right. And the lady at the front desk just stone-faced and didn't understand what I was talking about.
She didn't get it. No. Too bad.
So it was a wasted joke.
You know, I have an old picture that is in my pile to frame for Londonderry when Prohibition ended of a couple sitting on the Elm Street Red Arrow. It must have been 1933.
Right.
And they're sitting there with a beer at the booth.
Wow.
You got to bring that in.
It is so cool. I have to show. I have it right in my office.
Wow.
Oh,
nice.
I should have thought of it to bring it down to show you. Nice. Yes, it is so cool. And it's a whole article on the ending of Prohibition.
Nice. Wow.
Very cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to take a look at that.
Yes.
Make a copy of it, throw it at the bar.
Very cool.
Be fun. Yeah. But I was looking, actually, I was asking around about. Because you know they had to been. Somewhere in Manchester there was a prohibition
bar,
a speakeasy bar back in the 1920s and 30s. And I'm trying to look for information on that. So if anybody knows about that, maybe give the radio station a call and give us some information.
866-823-1077. You can give us a call if you know of any. But, you know, there used to be some things going on in the cellar of the Red Arrow Diner. That I know.
Wow. Ooh. Interesting. We'll have to talk about that off the air.
You know, it's so fun when it's been there since before 1922, really, 1918. And it was a cart. It was actually a lunch cart there before the actual building was there. And, you know, just to hear, you know, over the years, you know, I've been there over 27 years now. And just the history that you hear of people that have been there, you know, been eating there for years and years, and just the stories that you hear is just so cool. You know, my great grandfather's uncle worked there, and my mother worked there, my mother's mother worked. You know, it's so cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of history at the Red Arrow, and it's just amazing. It really is.
Yeah, and Manchester, the mills, absolutely. And you know, Manchester's just full of history. It really, really is. It really is.
But so, if anybody wants to have a flashback to 1920s and 1930s, try to look us up and stop in. We're not open technically to the public right now, but if you can find us and find out where we are doing some training for this week and maybe the beginning of next week, and then hopefully, knock on wood, we'll be open to the public fully next weekend.
Beautiful.
That's what we're shooting for.
So stay tuned and look for the blue light.
Yeah.
On Elm Street, in the vicinity of Nolens.
In the vicinity. Just look around, second floor. Like I said, just look around on the second floors and just see if you can find the blue light.
Is there a dress attire?
Legally, you have to wear clothes.
Well, that's good.
But other than that, we want it to be a. And if you go into it and you ever find it, it is probably the most comfortable bar you'll ever go into. There's leather chairs
it's
everywhere.
Very cool.
It's which we don't, you know, our focus isn't really the food primarily. It's the drink. It's the classic cocktail. It's the making everything from scratch. I mean, we're fresh muddling everything. We're bringing bartending back to bartending. Of course, we are going to have food items. We're going to have, you know, we have a cheese platter. We have, you know, different things to munch on. But we don't actually have dinner tables. We have cocktail tables, and finger food is what our focus is. And, of course, desserts. So we're not trying to compete with the other restaurants in town. There are great places to eat all over up and down Elm Street, Nolens being one of them. You know, have dinner at Nolens and come across to 815 and have a nice drink.
And have dessert and a dessert. Cocktail.
Right.
There you go.
And it's a great evening.
How about entertainment? Will there be entertainment at 815?
Right now we have a piano in there, and we're considering doing ragtime piano playing Friday and Saturday nights. But right now we're just keeping it low key until we get everything is organized and ready to go.
Nice.
But there is talk about doing ragtime, and we actually had somebody come in while we were training. We had about 25 people in there, and we had a piano player come in and play some ragtime, and it went over very, very, very well. So I think it's something that we're going to start doing once we open up for the grand public. So hopefully, we'll see.
So within like a week and a half or so, you should
about a week
be open.
And a half, we'll be open for the public, definitely.
Interesting.
Very good.
And you can still try to find us again, as long as you can deal with us training and learning. It's going to be a little slower. We're learning the computer systems, and but at least you'll get a nice sneak peek of what it is.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's smart. You know, doing a soft opening and, you know.
Right.
Exactly.
So, you know, we don't want to overwhelm our staff right now.
Now, I know you're a foodie. You know, I know you like food. What do you cook when you're at home? Like, what do you cook when you're home?
Spaghetti and sauce. That's it. I don't have time. I'm never home. We're in the restaurant business, and yeah. I own two restaurants now. When am I going to have time to? If you go into my refrigerator right now, I'll tell you what you'll see. You'll see bottled water. You'll see juice, those naked juices. Like I got like 12 of them in my hand because that's what I have for breakfast, and when I get home, that's what I drink.
Are you vegan again?
I'm almost there again.
Good.
I'm almost there again. There is actually, I've decided to go vegan again once everything in my refrigerator that is animal, non-vegan, is out of my refrigerator. Right now I've got, the kids have these pizza squares that are in the freezer, and that's the only thing left in my refrigerator that isn't vegan. But yeah, in my refrigerator there's bags of lettuce, pre-mixed lettuce that I don't, because I don't have time to cut lettuce or it's just, and so when I cook for myself, if I'm actually cooking, I'll have spaghetti and plain sauce, and that's it.
Are the kids vegan too?
What's that?
Do you feed the kids vegan?
Usually the kids and I will, I don't feed the kids vegan because I let them choose what they want to eat. My daughter, who is 5, is on a big health kick right now, and she's like, oh, I don't drink soda because it's not healthy. I'm like, oh, really? Okay. So I've been trying to encourage her to teach me how to be healthy. So by doing that, it's kind of a reverse psychology where she's, being healthy herself. So we went shopping the other day, and I'm like, honey, let's get some healthy foods. Show me what the healthy foods are. And she picked out all the vegetables. And then, we got to the cupcake area, and she goes, daddy, there are cupcakes over there. I'm like, yes, but are they healthy? And she goes, no. Okay, we won't buy them. So it actually works a little bit. So it's, but
did you know that the Queen City Cupcakes has vegan cupcakes?
Oh,
you
know
that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's where I used to frequent almost every single day. And
Tyler knows that.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Tyler's shaking.
When you walk
his
in the
head.
Door, they're like, vegan today, ?
Yep.
That is cool.
But yeah, all of our cocktails, everything will be nice. Everything is out of scratch. There's no soda in a gun. If you do want scotch with soda, we have soda in bottles, but we're trying to do everything.
So no soda machine.
No soda machine.
Nice.
Good for you.
And everything. No TVs. It's a real date place. It really is. Because in the 1920s and the 30s, they didn't have TVs. So
exactly.
It would destroy our image if we threw a TV in there. So.
Okay, so hold on. Is there like a basket there to drop your cell phone in?
We're thinking about a cell phone, like a drop storage phone. Area. And if you turn in your cell phone, we'll give you a percentage off of your ticket.
That is very cool.
That's
a cool
I think we're
idea.
Thinking about
yeah.
Doing. So
I like that.
Yep.
We're working on it.
I like that. Lou, thank you so much coming in and talking about Nolens and 815. And listeners, really, if you haven't been to Nolens, get on down there. And what perfect time of the year to get down to Nolens. It's Mardi Gras next week. And, you know, you want to just listen to some jazz and kick back and have some great New Orleans food. It's delicious. Get on down there and then look for 815 to open and look for the blue light in the vicinity of Nolens. So up on the second floor, and I'm sure that you will love it. So, again, thank you, Lou. And stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.